Peyton and I have been using Daily Harvest, and we absolutely love it. With Daily Harvest, I'm getting tons of plant-based options built on organic fruits and vegetables that are easy to prep and free of gluten, fillers, seed oils, added starches, and sugars. It really takes the guesswork and effort out of eating food I know is good for me.
Typically, sticking to healthy habits involves eating repetitive, dull meals. However, Daily Harvest offers a wide variety to choose from at any time of day, making it a breeze to maintain those healthy habits. I really have been loving the butternut squash and rosemary soup. It's been my go-to for lunch, and I love having the dragon fruit and lime smoothie post-workout. It's so refreshing and filling, yet nutritious. Create healthy habits that last with Daily Harvest. For a limited time only, go to dailyharvest.com/husband to get $30 off your first box plus free shipping. That's dailyharvest.com/husband for $30 off your first box and free shipping. dailyharvest.com/husband.
And seriously, go check it out. I love Daily Harvest, and I know you will too.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to our podcast. This is Murder with My Husband. I'm Peyton Moreland.
And I'm Garrett Moreland.
And he's the husband.
And I'm the husband. Why were you laughing?
Because the way you said that.
What do you mean?
No, I'm Garrett Moreland.
It's not my fault my voice sounds like this.
It's been such a crazy week for us, you guys. I was so happy when today came because I just feel like I was finally able to relax and do something I love, which is true crime in this podcast. I feel like this was heaven sent this week for me.
No, it has been busy. We've both been working a lot this week, so it's been pretty crazy. Well, before we start, I just wanted to say a fun fact about Peyton and I. What's so funny?
You go.
Oh, man, this is going to be a rough one. So I just wanted to say a fun fact about Peyton and I.
We're waiting.
Oh. Peyton and I actually really, really like food. And I know a lot of people like food, but Peyton and I really like food. We just
really,
we really enjoy food.
We bond over food. We've bonded over food since like our second date.
Yeah.
We are passionate about food. Food is like one of the best parts of our day every single day.
Yeah, we just like eating. I don't know. We just like food. I don't know how to just explain it.
So for the future, HelloFresh, if you want to sponsor us or a Cheesecake Factory, or Garrett really wants a sponsorship from Cheez-Its.
All I'm saying is if any of our listeners have any inside scoop on the Cheez-Its executives, I couldn't speak properly, then they should let me know because I could eat a box of Cheez-Its easily every single day.
Yeah, and I just like fries and McDonald's. So if anyone knows the McDonald's CEO, then yeah, hit me up because I really just want free fries for life. Okay.
So I guess enough of the rambling.
Yeah. A reminder to share on your story or leave us a review, whatever it is. It's really, really helpful to us. If you do enjoy the podcast, the exposure that you give us really benefits us in a way that we can keep growing and then we can hopefully do more of these, you know, multiple a week for you guys or whatever. So yeah, really, please do that. It really helps us. And also our case this week was sent in to us, suggested by someone, and I have a master list put down, but we've had so many suggestions and it's been awesome. I'm really excited to get to the cases that you guys really want to hear us tell. So go ahead. We got an email and a website. I think new.
It is.
Garrett built a little website for us. You know, he's so good with his hands.
I don't know if that's how. Okay, keep going.
Anyways, so we have a website and a new email. So it's murderwithmyhusband@gmail.com.
Yes, correct.
So go ahead and email us anything you want, even if it's just a little gif of someone dancing. I'll be pumped. So
yeah, we haven't received any emails yet. I mean, I'm not offended or anything. I'm just saying. Yeah. I mean,
we've been checking it, you know, every 5 minutes, but no worries.
But we're super excited to keep growing, and we hope you guys love these stories.
Yeah. So Maria Harris actually sent this story to us via Facebook. So thank you, Maria. I had actually never heard of this, I don't think. Sometimes all of those stories I've heard kind of blend. So
awesome.
So yeah, my sources were www.stltoday.com. And this is just like a local news site, station, whatever, for this county or city that this case is from. And they were so good at like doing updates. So I just read every single article they released on the case. So a lot of my information came from their articles, but there was a lot of articles. So just www.stltoday.com. Reddit had some pretty good threads about this, and I'll tell you why later on. And then fox2now.com had a more updated news story on this, and I used them as well.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. So as we know, or I know, you might not know, but I think you know because I've talked about it, DNA testing has come a long way in recent years. We've seen many cold cases close because of the advancements created, and even notorious killers like the Golden State Killer was finally captured due to new DNA testing. I think we are in a historic era for DNA and crime solving. Let's travel back to when detectives first started using DNA, fingerprints, and evidence to catch a killer. Rapists left their DNA because we didn't even know DNA could be collected and traced at this point. Mm-hmm. Fingerprints were only a big deal if you had been fingerprinted at your local station and detectives had the time and energy to go through with a magnifying glass and identify your prints. When a database was created and then eventually a national database created for prints, it was over for the sloppy killers. Those who didn't even think about being caught in that way, like, were instantly in trouble when all of this came out. And this is the same for DNA testing. I'm so grateful that before all of these advancements, CSI collected the evidence anyways, hoping that one day it would be useful. I mean, think about it. Like, how weird is it that they collected evidence that they couldn't even test yet?
It's crazy. And now we have all the ancestry and 24andMe and all that as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. We finally reached those days that all of this evidence is now useful. Mm-hmm. In February of 2019, lab technicians in St. Charles, Missouri, were asked to run some tests on DNA that belonged to a 25-year-old cold case. With the advancements that we've seen recently in DNA testing, detectives were hoping to finally gain some insight into a case that had haunted them since the beginning. After using innovative technology to run the bit of DNA they had collected and saved from the case in 1993, 25 years ago, it came back and they had a match. 61-year-old Air Force vet, convicted pedophile, and online child pornography fanatic Earl Cox would be arrested and charged for the 1993 abduction, rape, and murder of 9-year-old Angie Houseman. All based off of the little bit of DNA that was found in her underwear, collected and saved, waiting for this exact moment.
Wow, 25 years later. Mm-hmm.
So in 1993, 9-year-old Angie Houseman was living in St. Anne, Missouri, in the fourth grade.
You can't speak today.
In the fourth grade, and the sweetest little girl. Angie's mom says that Angie was outgoing and happy. She was ambitious, strived to do good. She was proud of her school projects, which she gave 100% effort to. She wanted to be a nurse's aide when she grew up. She had and made many friends at school and was innocently loving, just completely genuine, like the sweetest little girl you could imagine. On November 18th, 1993, Angie got off her school bus at her bus stop that was located only half a block away from her house where she lived with her mother and her stepfather. It was a short 5-minute walk from her bus stop to her home.
Oh no.
Usually two neighbors watched as the kids all got off the bus, making sure everyone crossed the street safely, you know. This day though, both of those neighbors that usually watch happened to be busy, not able to be there on their front porch watching the kids get off the bus.
Oh, so they usually do watch the kids every day.
And that's pretty common. Like if you go to a bus stop, there's usually two or three parents there like waiting to make sure all of the kids get off safely and cross safely and all of that.
Yeah.
It was between this stop and her home during Angie's 5-minute walk that she was abducted and seen alive for the last time. Angie's mom and dad were waiting for her to arrive home, but as time passed and Angie still wasn't walking through the front door, her parents grew anxious. After 30 minutes, they were genuinely worried. This behavior was very unlike Angie. If she was stopping to play with a friend, she would have come home first and asked. They eventually reported Angie missing, and the search for her began immediately.
So, because I never really took the bus to school growing up. I always walked to school.
Me too.
But do parents usually not pick their kids up from a bus stop?
So this was like a suburb.
I'm just curious.
A suburb area, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And so I think everyone just, the bus stopped in a neighborhood. So mm-hmm. It wasn't like a busy street or anything like that. So yeah. Everyone just got off and walked to their house that was in that neighborhood. Her house was only half a block away.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think maybe if a bus was stopping in like a country road, like we've seen parents come and pick up because they're still a 15-minute walk away from the house or whatever. But this was like in a neighborhood. All of these kids were 5 to 10-minute walk away from their home,
yeah.
Which is basically what you were walking home
to
from.
School.
Yeah.
Yep.
So speculation swarmed as reports of an attempted abduction just 10 days earlier, where a man tried to grab an 11-year-old girl as she got off her school bus. She managed to break free after he pulled her into some bushes. He like tried to attack her and she broke free, an 11-year-old,
wow.
Just 10 days before this happened to Angie. So everyone was like,
yeah, all
freaking
riled
out.
Riled up already.
This information led police to immediately believe that this was a kidnapping and that Angie's life was in danger.
Mm-hmm.
Angie was last seen wearing blue jeans, white tennis shoes, and a long pink coat. It was cold. It was November. She was carrying a blue and white bag and was 5 feet tall, 65 pounds, had blue eyes, brown hair, and a scar on her chin. Her mom had to actually be given a sedative during this investigation, the first couple days after Angie was missing, because she refused to go to sleep. She hadn't slept in like 3 days.
Oh,
and so doctors were worried about her and she was like, I can't go to sleep.
How could you as a mom, yeah. Right?
So they gave her a sedative. So she like, cause she was unhealthy, you know?
Yeah. Do you know if it was snowing by chance when she got kidnapped?
I don't think it was snowing, but it was cold.
Okay.
The FBI ended up joining the search for Angie pretty soon, like a couple days in. And a police dog tracked her scent from where she got off the school bus up to about halfway home, and then it just vanishes.
Oh.
There was 9 days of excruciating searching and investigating before Angie was found. 2 deer hunters came upon Angie in a wooded area. If you live near here and are listening, the area was known as August A. Bush Memorial Conservation Area. So trigger warning, I'm going to go into some detail right now about how Angie was found.
Oh.
And it's kind of graphic and heartbreaking, and it's a child. So skip forward about 30 seconds if you can go on with this story without these details. Angie was discovered in the woods, and sources differ on whether she was tied or chained to the tree, but either way, she was bound to a tree in the woods.
And outside in the middle of,
mm-hmm.
Oh, that's horrible.
She was nude, and her hands were clasped behind her back with handcuffs. Her eyes and mouth had been covered in duct tape, and because it was severely low temperatures outside, there were actually icicles hanging off of her hair.
Did you say her eyes were covered in duct tape?
Yeah.
Well, that's,
yeah.
That's really interesting. Okay.
And there were icicles hanging off of her hair and her cheeks because it was that cold.
Yeah.
Her little body was pretty frail. It had been 10 days mm-hmm. since she had last eaten. Her backpack that she was carrying when abducted was nearby with all of her clothes folded very neatly into a pile, including her winter coat. So whoever did this undressed her completely.
Yeah.
And folded her clothes, which I thought was...
Oh, I just... That's horrible.
I know. Little Angie had obviously not made it. There was no pulse upon discovery. During autopsy, examiners concluded that Angie was beaten, sexually assaulted, and tortured for days. They determined the cause of death was exposure, meaning that the freezing temperatures and starvation eventually overcame her. And that's how she passed away. Angie had a strong will to live. She stayed alive for many, many days. But the worst part of this case is that the examiners concluded that Angie had finally let go only hours before being discovered.
Okay, so time out for a second. So where they found her, I'm not going to say could they have found her sooner, but Was it just
if they had found her sooner?
Yeah, but was it just really in the middle of nowhere? Was it?
So it was just in the woods, and I mean, they were doing searches. I couldn't find how far away from her actual abduction site this site was. Okay. I don't know if it was. I mean, I don't think it was probably that close because I feel like they most likely would have found her.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't even the officers that found her. It was like two hunters.
This seems so much different too, because I don't think, I mean, you might have heard a story like this, but where they're tied up outside, that seems so different than most cases.
Yeah, especially for a child, I feel like.
Uh-huh.
I mean, obviously I've seen stuff like this on TV.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've never really heard of a case of a child being just left for dead. That's basically what happened. He tied her up and then left her to starve and die.
Yeah,
which is really weird.
It just seems so odd compared to other cases. I don't know.
Like, why not just kill her?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
All right, we're jumping into an ad real quick. This is Shopify. I personally love Shopify. I've been using it for 7-8 years now since I've met Peyton. I've been using it for so long. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
Whether you're selling sleuthing supplies or marketing mystery merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms.
Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/husband, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/husband now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/husband, shopify.com/husband. All right, you guys, Audible is your one-stop app for all things audio entertainment, from bestsellers and the latest releases to celebrity memoirs and gripping mysteries. Audible's library is brimming with countless genres to love and new discoveries to make. Dive into an unparalleled selection of audiobooks and explore exclusive Audible originals brought to life by top celebrities, renowned experts, and fresh voices.
As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Plus, you can enjoy unlimited access to a growing selection of audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts such as Murder with My Husband.
Honestly, I love Audible because I will get into a story while I'm cleaning or driving. Sometimes I get so hooked listening to a story, I just end up finding new places to clean or just end up sitting in my car, which drives Garrett nuts, but I'm out there sitting there.
New members can explore Audible free for 30 days. Also, this March through May, let Audible sweep you into a realm of intrigue and suspense with their mystery and thriller collection, featuring exclusive new thrillers from their best-selling authors. Their selection is designed to captivate and surprise, ensuring your heart rate remains as elevated as your imagination.
New members can try Audible for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/MWMH or text MWMH to 500-500. That's audible.com/MWMH or text MWMH to 500-500.
Okay, imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I have definitely learned as I've gotten older that fast fashion is just not it. High quality, versatile items that will last a lifetime are the only way to go. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I have their silk skirt. It's washable. It's literally one of my favorites, and I wear it all the time. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/husband for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/husband to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/husband.
So this means, you know, her being discovered very soon after she had died. This means that Angie fought through the violent acts that should have never happened to her. She was so strong. So while all this was happening to her, she never let go.
Yeah.
She was being beaten. She had like cut wounds and stuff. And she held on for a very long time and fought for her life. Although the devastation of this discovery was debilitating to the whole city, police did find a fingerprint on the duct tape, but when ran, no match was made. Upon investigating, police discovered that Angie had told her school teacher that she was going to visit a relative very soon. She also stated that she had a friendship with an older man who made her call him uncle, and that was who she was going to visit. When talking to her parents were like, no, we were never going to visit an uncle.
Oh, wow.
Soon. So there was like some weird thing going on where she was making friends with, they kind of say that Angie was very, talkative. She wasn't scared of strangers. Outgoing, so she did have adult friends.
It's interesting when you start talking to teachers and you start doing some research, there's people find things out that the parents don't know. And it kind of just blows your mind a little bit.
There was some hate on this teacher of like, she said she was friends with an older man that made her call him uncle and you didn't say anything. But I think from a teacher's point of view in fourth grade, you're like, oh, it's her uncle.
Well, and kids tell you stuff all the time. Even now, kids still say things. You can't blame the teacher for that.
So even though this information was pressing, nothing ever came of it. They never figured out who uncle was, who this older guy was. Police had lost all leads and were not giving up, but the investigation was definitely dry. It wasn't until December 9th when 10-year-old Cassidy Center was abducted and found later by two pedestrians in an alleyway. She had been wrapped in bed comforters and curtains. Her autopsy was very similar to Angie's, that they were like, maybe we have a new lead. Like, there's another girl in close proximity who we think it might be the same killer.
December 9th of that same year?
Yes.
Okay.
This spread fear throughout the community, everybody believing there was a child killer on the loose. In February of 1994, police announced that a neighbor of Cassidy named Thomas Brooks was arrested and charged for Cassidy's death and that the two cases were in fact not related. But what are the chances that you have two child killers that were active in like that close proximity to each other?
Yeah.
It was super devastating for Angie's parents and everyone that was like rooting for Angie because they finally thought, oh, a new case, which can bring new evidence, new leads that might tie to Angie's, and it didn't.
Yeah. It's also kind of devastating because it was in the same community, is that what you said?
Yeah, it was in a different city, but it was close enough that they were like, this guy could live.
Yeah, well, it's also like, well, who's next?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, everyone, it was fear. Like, everyone was running around in fear.
Yeah,
totally. Parents were. The case, Angie's case, sat pretty dry after this. Random abductions of children would happen in surrounding areas and states, which would, you know, flare up a possible connection, but nothing ever stuck. Like, none of the kids that were abducted, they ever could tie to Angie.
Why do people do stuff like this? It's just,
I know,
it's horrible.
Police even looked into Angie's stepfather for a while, but eventually ruled him out as well. And that's pretty normal. Like, if there's an abduction, they do look into the parents first. That's it's sad, but that's just what happens. During the 25 years that the case sat still, Angie's mother tragically passed away. Even to her deathbed, she worried and hurt over her daughter, never able to see justice served.
That's so sad.
In 2019, after a cold case unit combed through the evidence and decided to send in a piece of Angie's underwear for testing, they finally got a match they were waiting for. Earl Cox's DNA was a match to that on Angie's underwear at the time of her murder. Earl grew up in the St. Louis area. He had joined the Air Force in 1975, but was dishonorably discharged in 1982 after molesting four young girls that he babysat while stationed in Germany. He was paroled after serving 3 years and returned home. He was actually questioned twice after by police on other molestation charges and was arrested for one of them, which broke his parole and he returned to federal custody.
It sucks that there really is so many people who've been charged with pedophilia or whatever it may be that's like that in the past, and they're still out and they're in this world and they're walking around. It's
bad.
Yeah.
So he was released again in 1992. So this is his second time, his second offense for molestation of younger kids. of children.
Mm-hmm.
He was released again in 1992 and returned home to live with his mother, which was in St. Anne, half a mile from where Angie disappeared. It was only 11 months later that Angie was found tied up in the tree in the woods.
Okay.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. So, I speak a little bit of Spanish. Okay, that's not true. I speak Spanish fluently for the most part. And Peyton has always wanted to learn a language, so she's actually started using Babbel, and she's going to use it the next time we go to Mexico, and I'm really excited to see how her Spanish is.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/husband. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/husband, spelled BABBEL.com/husband. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, you guys, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. And I don't know about you, but when I've been hanging out a lot, going out with friends, dinners, maybe my social battery completely drains and I need to take a few days to have a breather. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm a huge believer in therapy, and even if you're like, I just don't feel like I have much to talk about, I don't feel like I have all this trauma, you don't realize how much your body holds on to with stress and just unhappy emotions. It holds on to it, so it's nice to let it out and get it out. Keep your life in order, and that is something therapy can do for you.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/husband today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/husband. Taking charge of your health means super mindful about what we put into our bodies, whether it's food or supplements. We are constantly on the hunt for the best options. That's why we can't wait to tell you about Thorne.
Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally. Plus, they team up with leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. Whether it's their B-complex, creatine, magnesium citrate, or basic prenatal, Thorne's got all the supplements you need to help promote and maintain your goals. I take the vitamin D supplement because last time I went in and got my labs done, I was lacking a little in that area, so I'm really pumped about that.
With Thorne, we've never been able to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/husband and use code husband for 10% off your first order. Again, that's thorne.fit/husband, code husband for 10% off your first order.
Thorne.fit/husband, code husband. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earl moved to Colorado eventually and attempted to meet in person a 14-year-old girl he was emailing as his sex slave, but was arrested when the girl ended up being an undercover federal agent.
Oh, that's awesome.
Go federal agent! So upon his arrest, police found 45,000 images of child porn on his computer.
Holy crap.
And discovered that he was an admin of an online child pornography ring.
Oh.
He was scheduled to be released for these crimes, those ones I just said, in 2011. Literally, why? Released again for the third time.
I don't understand that.
But due to the Adam Walsh Act, he was incarcerated beyond his sentence, which is known as civil commitment. The Adam Walsh Act, for those of you who don't know who Adam Walsh is, I'm sure you don't. He's another boy who was abducted, and it was a big case, and now they've created this act in his honor. This certifies people as sexually dangerous after being reviewed by a panel. So if someone comes up for parole or someone comes up to be released, and they get it, they get parole, or it's like, yes, you're being released. They then go in front of a panel of psychiatrists and all these people who interview them and then say, no, they're still a danger and we're going to keep them incarcerated. So it can it can go override.
That's
basically
good.
And the government signed it and everything, so it's fine. So he actually still stays incarcerated, and he tries to appeal the government's decision to keep him locked up, but he was actually still in federal prison when his DNA was matched to Angie's case.
So does it work like they incarcerate him again, or they say, oh, you can't come out? How long does he stay there for?
I don't know.
Every 6 months? Is it every year?
I don't know. I'm guessing what they do is probably just keep reviewing him.
Uh-huh.
But the Adam Walsh Act was, for what you just said, is it's crazy that we have all of these pedophiles out here that just get out because they didn't kill, right? So that's kind of what this is to combat, is like, no, they're still a danger. They're not changing.
Yeah, child pornography, all that's still gonna...
Yeah. So he is arrested and charged with the abduction, rape, and murder of Angie Houseman. It's quite confusing how he was listed as a sex offender and lived around the area, like literally it right next door to her, yet was never questioned. He was literally on the list of suspects, and they never brought him in for questioning.
That's strange.
But the problem is most of the original detectives on the case are either retired or have since passed. Mm-hmm. So we can't really figure out why they never questioned him. Like people literally say he was in the hands of the officers and no one ever questioned
him. That's weird. I wonder if they just got tired of the case and moved on or what.
I don't know. It seemed like they were pretty vigilant. Like they reopened it a lot. I think maybe you just start overlooking things. The police said early on that she knew her killer, which obviously wasn't true.
Yeah.
It was random.
Well, no. Well, but so, the teacher said though. Remember?
Yeah, but they haven't tied him to that guy.
Oh, okay. So they're not sure.
They're not sure because he still hasn't gone to trial and he's not talking.
Okay, got it.
So I guess he could be uncle.
Uh-huh.
But from their point of view, they were thinking, no, it's literally someone she knows. So they were looking at people because they thought that she willingly got into a car.
Okay.
I don't know what evidence they had to draw that conclusion.
Did any of the other kids not see her get stolen?
No. Literally no. And that's what's crazy. It was middle of the day. She was walking home. There should have been...
There's a lot of kids.
Yeah. And there's usually two or three parents watching to make sure that the kids are going in their direction safely.
I assume it's also hard because if I can imagine myself as a little kid and I see another little kid get taken... I think my mind would just be like, oh, that was their parents.
Well, and here's the thing is like, maybe that's also why police think that she knew him. Uh-huh. Because if a car pulls up and you know him and you get in, you're not going to cause any distraction. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
So Angie's case is not the only case that Earl Cox is currently under investigation for. There's another 4 counts for different cases that he's facing as well.
Oh my gosh.
So it wasn't just Angie.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Earl's trial for Angie's case has been set for April 2021, and that's the story of Angie Houseman, the brave and resilient student.
Oh, that's it. It just
mm-hmm.
that's
so
all
we'll
is
know
to
more.
It.
So we'll. I mean, I don't know if we even see April 2021 or if we're still in lockdown and they can't get to the trial. But right now, that's when it's set for.
So, are they going to charge him with the other crimes as well?
The April 2021 trial is just for Angie.
It's just for Angie. Okay.
I'm sure that they'll charge those other ones.
And how old is he now?
Do you know? 61 or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He's gross.
These ones
are the picture of him is scary looking.
Oh, I can imagine.
I'm like, ooh.
These ones are hard because little kids are just so... little kid ones are hard.
They are. But I did this one because it just barely, like, it was an unsolved mystery.
Yeah.
Most of the sources I was reading from were this unsolved case of Angie, this unsolved case of Angie. And then just barely in 2019, they solved it.
It just got solved.
Yeah. So that's why I did it, because I want, like, this is just another example of DNA, like, just freaking knocking out these cold cases like crazy. Like, we're just seeing right now so many cold cases close, so many that these aren't even making the news anymore. Like, this wasn't even, like, top news.
I wish that just individuals could, well, I guess they can, but work on these cold cases and, you know, because there's so many.
Yeah, I know there's, like, things to work on rape cold cases to, like, end the backlog of rape, because right now there's a whole bunch of people who they have the DNA, but they don't have the money to test it. So older, like, rapists aren't found, you know, but there's organizations to end that backlog. And I think if you look into your local departments, most places now actually have a cold case department where all they do is focus on cold cases. And I'm sure you can donate to those as well. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, this one's tough. I'm curious to see what happens in April, though.
But it is kind of heartbreaking that her mom passed before that she could see this happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 25 years. After 25 years, they got their answer of what happened to their girl.
Yeah.
And she wasn't able to see it, which is kind of heartbreaking. But, you know, at least there's justice for Angie, at least civil justice, you know. I don't know if you can't ever make up what happened. No one deserves that to happen to them, especially an innocent child. But at least now there's some civil justice that we can do here on Earth for Angie.
Yeah, I agree.
But no, yeah. That's the case of Angie Houseman. So don't forget to follow us on social media. We're at Murder with My Husband on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We actually have been getting a lot more discussions going on there. I respond to every single DM. So if you have a question or a suggestion, go ahead and leave it there. Also, email us with any, like, suggestions or news on any cases. We're anxiously awaiting those.
Who's going to be the first one?
Yeah, maybe we'll, you know, give you a shout out or something. First email.
That's funny. No, this is awesome, though. It's someone, I saw a comment the other day. Someone said, I think Garrett's starting to like true crime. It made me laugh. It was funny.
Well, are you?
I think it depends maybe what type of case.
Really?
I think I'm 50-50
right now. I do
feel
like there's ones where you are very interested.
Yeah. But ones like these, they kind of make me sad. I'm going to be honest.
Well, I mean,
I'm sure they make
everybody
sad.
I would worry about you if they didn't make you sad. Yeah. The reason we cover these heartbreaking cases, I wish we could always just do the ones with happy endings or exciting and movie-like. The reason we cover these is because Angie deserves coverage. Like, totally. These victims deserve coverage. They deserve to have these stories told and to be, you know, heroes and to, you know, be remembered for, you know, their personality traits and how strong they were. And so that's why we cover.
Totally. Yeah. Cases. No, it makes sense. It's true.
Yeah. Okay. Well, guys, I love it.
And I hate it.
Goodbye.